My name is Nancy Camden. I am an oral historian. Today, September 24th, 2009, I am talking with John and Judy Crane of Green Bay, Wisconsin, to record their oral histories. This oral history is a gift from their sons, Martin, Andrew, and Christopher, on the occasion of their 50th wedding anniversary, which was August 15th of this year. Would you start by giving your full name, place of birth, and date of birth?
John Downer Crane, born in Stevens Point, Wisconsin, February 17th, 1937.
Are there any stories regarding your name? Were you named after anyone?
My middle name is my mother's maiden name, which was somewhat of a tradition in our family.
John, how many siblings do you have?
There were three of us in our family. My brother David, who is 9 years younger than I am, and my sister Mary, who was 3 years younger than I, but she died in her early 30s.
What were the circumstances of her death?
She had developed headaches and was diagnosed with a brain tumor when she was pregnant with her youngest child at 7 months pregnant. So within a month after the diagnosis, she had surgery and the baby was born a few weeks after, but that was a very traumatic event in our family.
Were your parents alive at the time?
Yes, and this affected them profoundly for the rest of their life.
What are your parents' names?
My father's name was Richard Carter Crane. Carter because that was his mother's maiden name. And Ida Ruth Downer. My father was born in 1909, and my mother was born in 1912. My father in Alma, Michigan, and my mother in Appleton, Wisconsin.
Do you know much about their parents? Did you know your grandparents?
Yes, I knew my grandparents well, at least three of them. My maternal grandfather died. He actually committed suicide when he was 61 years old, and he died when I was just 3 years old. My grandfather Downer was born in 1879 and died in 1941.
Do you remember anything surrounding that?
No. I remember the effect that it had on my family, but I don't remember. I was too young to remember. My grandfather was an alcoholic, and so there were all kinds of problems associated with being an alcoholic, and what it was that precipitated the event, I don't know, but he did commit suicide.
And what happened in the family?
It just seemed to be kind of a cloud hanging over my mother for a long time. One of the things my grandfather did not long before he died was he moved the family to a farm that he bought. And my mother did not like the idea that she was a farm girl. You know, even though she was in late high school when that happened.
So she had grown up where until they moved to the farm?
She'd grown up in town, in Appleton.
What possessed him to want to have a farm? Do you know?
I have no idea, other than, as my mother told me, he was somebody who was somewhat restless, and he would make this decision and that decision, and one of them that was a rather rash decision was to buy a farm. So after he died, my grandmother was stuck with this farm, and she ran the farm for quite a few years. My uncle, my mother's youngest brother, actually gave up any college opportunities to work at home on the farm.
What kind of a woman was she? What do you remember of your grandmother? Your mother's mother.
Well, I remember her as being a very kind grandmother, a very resourceful, hardworking person, kind of a salt-of-the-earth person. My grandmother was born in 1881 and died in 1966.
Did you spend time on that farm?
Some time, not any extended period, but I remember when we'd go out and milk the cow, or I'd watch them milk the cows, and I'd ride on my uncle's tractor, and it was a lot of fun for me to go there. I remember that I used to go in the barn, and I noticed that there was a BB gun in the corner of the barn, and I really envied that BB gun, and one day my uncle took it out and gave it to me. So I then had my repeating BB gun.
What was that uncle like? Did you have much of a relationship with him?
Oh, I had a very close relationship with that uncle.
And what was his name?
His name was Arthur. An interesting thing about Art was that he was 4F during the Second World War, which meant that he couldn't be drafted because of physical conditions. But he went to Pearl Harbor. This was after the attack on Pearl Harbor. But he moved to Pearl Harbor, and he painted ships for about the last 3 years of the war. So he was gone, but then when he came back, he actually married a woman who lived across the street from us.
Your grandmother never married again?
No, she did not.
Did she move off the farm before she died?
She gave up the farm. They sold the farm a long time before she died. I actually grew up in Port Edwards, Wisconsin, and she came and lived in our town. She had an apartment in a house that was actually inhabited by Gordon Hinckley's mother. And Gordon Hinckley was a radio personality from WTMJ in Milwaukee. So.
What was your relationship with her as she grew older?
It was very close. One thing I remember about visiting my grandmother was, and this kind of dates when this happened, because there were prisoners of war, the Second World War, who were in a camp that was about 10 miles from our small village of Port Edwards. And I remember sitting on my grandmother's porch and watching the trucks go by, taking prisoners of war out to work in the cranberry marshes west of town. So she would have moved there in the latter stages of the Second World War.